Hey guys, I just wanted to reach out to you and let you know that SureWinder is still selling amazing products. Some of you guys have been dragging your feet for whatever reason. If your shoulder hurts, do not waste time. Pull the trigger. I just bought four or five of them and we had two guys out. You know how much it cost me to pay for two guys being out with bad shoulders? We just pulled the trigger and we said, listen, everybody's going to have one on a truck. It's mandatory. You got to use it. Don't hesitate. Don't wait till your guys go down. It's going to cost you more. Buy a SureWinder.
What is up, everybody? Ryan with Torsion Talk Podcast here. And man, what chaos in the world, in our lives. It's absolutely insane what is happening right now. And for the most part, like I'm talking to a lot of door companies and people are stressed. Like there's a lot of stress going on. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But before we do, I got some announcements I want to make. Some of these are really good. GDU Summit 24 is going to be April 21st through 22nd. We're going to have the registration page up soon for that. We're going to also be giving away a scholarship. So I'll have a page for you to nominate yourself or someone that's worthy of coming to Summit. And that's going to be in Vegas this year. Like it's going to be the 2 days before Expo. So April 21st, 22nd, that's a Sunday and a Monday in Vegas. We have a killer lineup. It's going to be about developing yourself as a leader. And this is going to be amazing. We got our speakers, we've got our agenda already. And I am super excited. This is probably going to be the best event we've ever done. We've got our entertainment locked in. It's going to be great. It's going to be freaking great. All right. Economy. Well, I told you guys before, the whole point of this is to squeeze the market, make it hurt to the point where people don't want to spend money. And here we are. New door sales are down across the board in just about every city, state for garage doors. This is the time you want to focus on repair. People are going to be less likely to buy doors and more likely to hold on. We saw this early stage COVID years. So I think now's a good time to focus on repair. Now's a good time to focus on high money customers who aren't feeling the pain right now. There's lots of different ways you can go. Commercials usually booming in Q4. It's a great place to go and spend your focus and your time and effort and money. New construction still going, but reports are showing that it's pulling back really hard. Interest rates are just too high. We're at like 8% for a standard 30-year mortgage. So what does that mean? We just got to be smart with our decisions. Listen, this is going to weed out the weak companies, the guys who don't know how to run a business, the guys who are making bad decisions. It's going to weed them out. It's going to weed them out. Crypto ain't suffering. Holy cow. I don't know if you guys are following it like I follow it, but I'm just going to tell you guys right now that crypto is on fire. I share a lot in the GDU chat group that we're in. And just like, you know, hey, keep an eye on this coin or that coin. Bitcoin right now is at $34,685. I was kind of throwing it out there to all my GDU members when Bitcoin was in the 16, 17, 18,000 range that, listen, I think this is the bottom. This is a great buy. And also, I'm a huge fan of Render. Let's check out to see where Render's at right now. So it wasn't long ago, Bitcoin was at, $16,000, $17,000. Let's look at Render. Render in the past 30 days is up 40%. I've been buying Render since it was at like, I think 20, 30, 40 cents, somewhere around in there. It's currently at $2.17. Its all-time high is $8. I'll tell you, I also believe Tesla stock is down. It is down 212. Great buy. This is not financial advice, by the way. But I do just want to share that, like, back in March, January, I was yelling at everybody to buy a Tesla at under $200, and then it shot up to almost $300, 293. I still think the projection on Tesla is going to be, I don't know, 12, 1500 eventually. It has to. When they start rolling out the autonomous cabs and these, our shipping has got to be ridiculous high. And I just feel like when you are that high on shipping just to buy something, a solution's going to come in and just wreck it. And Tesla's got it. Like, they can literally ship 18-wheelers across the country without a person in them. And I know we're a little ways away from that, but like, the time to buy is when before they roll it out, because people usually rally on the news. But we already have the news. We know it's going to happen. And it's going to boost our economy and help make purchasing so much easier. E-commerce and products that are larger, like struts, tubes, things like that, it's going to be significantly easier for us to buy those things and have them shipped to us going through that route. So I'm a huge fan of investing money, like, huge fan. And there was a glass ceiling on Bitcoin around $30,000, and then once it broke like that 30,800, 31-ish range, as long as it stayed above, the next glass ceiling was, 35, 36, and we're at 34,689 right now. So if it breaks through 36 and maintains for a day or two, then next move up, we could see a 40, 42 range. So my projection, which is not valuable at all, but I genuinely believe Bitcoin will be at 96,000 by the end of May. And I've been buying Bitcoin since $4,000. So I'm accumulating. I buy and store offline, which is probably the only way to do it. So educate yourself if you're interested. But that's enough of that. I'm doing a webinar for marketing in a down economy Wednesday, November 22nd, 12 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to register, just go to garagedooru.com. You will see the button on the front page and click that, and it'll take you to a Zoom registration form. Just fill that out. There's no cost. This is going to be something that I'm preparing for. I'm going to build a presentation. We're going to walk through it. It's going to take about 30 minutes of your time, maybe 45. And so if this is something you're interested in, it's totally free. You just have to register for the first 50 people. I do believe, I mean, we got almost 50 people in GDU. So I'm going to release this to them at the same time. So it's first come, first serve. First 50 people that join the Zoom for hacks for marketing in a down economy, go to garagedooru.com. You will see the button on the homepage. It's red. It's with some of the other buttons for the events that we're doing. And let us know if you would like to register. If you have any questions, hit me up. Today, I'm going to talk about mental health. What better topic when things are tough than to talk about mental health? So if you aren't right individually, like as the leader, then there's no way your team can be in it, like, good shape. we're reading as a leadership team. I mentioned on here before that we created this leadership team that I was challenged with John Maxwell, who suggested that we put a team of four together as a leadership team and read books together and like discuss them on a weekly basis. First one we did was Developing a Leader Within You 2.0. Second one we did was Atomic Habits. Third one we just wrapped up, which was a super easy read, but it's The Energy Bus. We were able to read that entirely pretty easily within 2 weeks. Now we're moving to Traction. We're going to talk about the EOS system. And so I'm really excited about creating this for my team, like just constantly learning and developing. Like they're getting all the information that I've been getting forever. And it's not just me knowing all the stuff. Now my team knows it. And so it was interesting because yesterday was Monday. I'm recording this Tuesday morning. And I got some really bad news. And so it really, really affected me in a big way. And one of the things that I felt like I needed to do was kind of step away a little bit. Just not be around a lot of people because I was grouchy. Like, imagine you hangry at your worst day. That was me yesterday. Like, I wanted to break stuff. I was so mad. Somer USA and Somer Group want to thank you for an incredible year and the trust you put in them and their products. As you know, Somer places high value on relationships, education, customer service, innovation, and professionalism. And they are grateful to you for your part in the fostering and dissemination of these values. If there is any way Somer can support you in your journey, whether through their products, the values they hold to, or the knowledge Somer has gained through interaction with door dealers across the world, please reach out to the team at your convenience. They are here to serve you. Again, thank you from the entire Somer team. Check them out at SomerUSA.com. Tell them Ryan sent you. So I was faced with a dilemma because my leadership meeting was yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. And I didn't want to be there. I didn't want my team to see me like this. And so I went, pushed through that meeting. And then I went into my office and closed the door, kind of told people that, you know, hey, I'm having a tough day. Like, if you guys could just give me some space and let me just knock out the few tasks I got. I wasn't in a good mindset to be able to do anything of any level of importance. So I didn't. I really just did some things that were on my list, tried to knock out five or six things, and then I left. I went to the movies by myself. I do that. And I think I'm definitely a stress eater, and I've been doing so good, like not eating sugar. I'm down 30 pounds, y'all, like 30 pounds since I started this journey. And it feels good. And yesterday it was like, man, I can't really afford to spend a lot of money. I don't want to like eat anything bad. And then I was like, you know what? I've been so disciplined. Like, I'm just going to splurge. I had two bags of popcorn. I had peanut M&Ms and a huge Pepsi. And that's like the most sugar I've had in like 2.5-3 months by far, like not even close. But you know what? Like afterwards, that was, I guess my way of coping was just kind of getting away, turning my phone off, sitting in the theater, watching Equalizer 3. Because what else calms you down other than watching him just freaking demolish like 100 people in a single movie? So there I was, actually in the theater all by myself. And it felt good. It felt real good. And I started feeling better about 7 or 8 o'clock last night. Went to bed at, I don't know, right at 9 o'clock. And I woke up this morning and I realized I was like, okay, 24-hour rule, right? Like, we mourn for 24 hours and we celebrate for 24 hours. Then you got to pick yourself back up and you got to get after it. So that's where I'm at today. And that's a big thing in developing the leader within you. And I'm trying to make these books really impact me and show my team that they're impacting me so I can be an example to them. And I feel like that's the best way to do it. So for me today, I'm laying down the burden. I'm laying down the complaining. I'm laying down the frustration, and I am just going to get after it. Going to get after it. And that's just what you got to do. It's like a quarterback throw an interception, fix it, move on. But it's okay to, like, you know, have a little bit of an away moment, treat yourself. I get massages. I think I've mentioned that before on here, like every month, hour and a half. And it's great. I love it. I go on walks now. A lot of times I'll listen to my books, or sometimes I'll just take them out and think. I get some great ideas for my business and marketing when I'm just on a 3 or 4 mile walk, 5 mile walk. I get some phenomenal ideas. So I want to make sure that you guys are taking care of yourself as business owners. There's a lot of negativity in the world right now. It's easy to get caught up in. I just want to challenge you again. Delete apps from your phone that are wrapping you up. So easy to get sucked into that. Make sure you're eating well. Make sure you're exercising. Make sure you're taking care of you. There's only one of you. And you got to start at some point. So why not now? Why not prioritize yourself right now? I think it's really important that we reflect on ourselves, our bodies, our minds, emotions, and invest in ourselves. Like, what is in the budget, your personal budget, to take care of yourself? I mean, we have budgets for everything, right? We got budgets for bills. We got budgets for this and that and vacation or whatever. But do you have a monthly budget? And I can tell you, like, as small as like $125, $150 can get you an hour, hour and a half massage every month. That's not that big of a deal, but the return on that is huge. Like, I really look forward to it and I enjoy it and love it. So little hacks like that, I think, are super important to make sure that you prioritize yourself. And then just verbally share. Like, you know, it's okay to walk in and raise your hand and say, hey, guys, I'm just not having a good day today. I am your leader, but today I'm probably not going to be great at it. So I'm going to tough through, then I'm going to leave, and I'll be back tomorrow with a great attitude. And you give your best that day. And then you take off. You know, I think that's the most human aspect of all of this. But as leaders, if we're going to do that, we have to also be able to recognize that in our employees as well. So check yourself. Make sure you're good. Turn off the news. It is not helping you right now. There's nothing good coming from it. I mean, you can watch Bitcoin. Watch it boom. Because it's going to boom. It's going to go up, sideways, down, up, sideways, down, up, sideways, down. But the trend is going to be up long term, in my opinion. So lots of great things happening, some bad things happening. One thing I'll tell you right now is I'm having a lot of conversations and people from out of the country reaching out, wanting to get their garage door products into the United States. And I'm talking a lot. Like, I've been hit up multiple times just recently by companies outside the U.S. ready to come into the market. And what they are targeting is dealers who are fed up with bad customer service and quality control. They seem to believe that they have a solution. And so they're hitting me up because they listened to my podcast or found out about me, and we're chatting. Like, I told you guys years ago, there's gonna be somebody innovative and hungry that's gonna come into this market, and they're gonna disrupt the whole thing. Because I'm telling you, I've never been treated so awful by reps, like in any industry, than I have in the garage door industry. Like, awful. Just downright not polite, rude, like disgraceful, ignoring phone calls, ignoring text messages, can't get a hold of them, empty promises. Like, I know you guys relate. So maybe that'll change soon. Maybe there's a solution coming, and we can all band together and sell a good product for, with good reps. I would like to give a shout out to a couple of suppliers that have done a really good job for me personally. Somer, as you guys know, is great. They've done a phenomenal job. They're a sponsor of just about everything we do. And you guys, like, I don't, they've grown so much, like not even slow growth. They've boomed the last few years, and they still handle it like they're just small guys. I don't understand. Like, they're scaling very well when it comes to customer service and production, and I don't understand why that's so difficult for everyone else. I guess it's investment and commitment to doing everything with excellence is probably part of it. So, long story short, you got them. You got Service Spring. Service Spring's been really good to us over the last few years, and since I've been ordering parts from them, I think back in 2016, I think they're great. They've been phenomenal. Ranch House Doors has been so good to us. Armor Light. I mean, we spend an ungodly amount of money with Armor Light, and I can tell you firsthand the customer service, the attention to detail, the quality of the product. Yes, I know they're not the cheapest. I get that, but we're not in a market where we're trying to sell the cheapest. So they're awesome. They're freaking amazing. I've bragged on Noelle with Clopay here before. I think she's second to none. I think she's amazing. United Garage Doors out of Ohio. They're a distributor of CHI product. Phenomenal. Like, absolutely crazy good. I mean, I can go on and on. I think there's definitely some that I've missed. We got Joe over at Action Industries. Like, there's some good companies out there, right? But there's also some companies that don't have that, like, commitment to excellence, to like really do it right. And it's not, in my opinion, it's a huge commitment and effort, but it's not that big of a commitment when it comes to what you should be doing. Because long term, I think people are burning bridges, and it makes it really difficult as a dealer who feels like we're getting hit from every angle, and our suppliers can't get it right. So listen, just breathe, take a deep breath. As Greg used to say, and exhale. I don't know if you guys used to listen to Greg when he was doing the podcast, but listen, breathing is great. Like, if you focus on your breathing and just find your happy place, get that mental health. But I'm really excited about some of the conversations I'm having with manufacturers outside the United States, and they're coming from everywhere, y'all. Like, not China. I have not really had any conversations with anyone from China. These are all different places all over the country, and I'm just super excited to be able to help them come into the industry and show how to do it right. So, because I don't think anybody's perfected it yet. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Short, sweet, to the point. Anyway, hit me up if you need anything. I am here. You can reach me on Facebook. Make sure you follow Garage Door to You on social media, as well as Torsion Talk on social media. With that, I love you guys. Be safe. Have a good day.